Blog Talk Radio.
Pray.
Praise the Lord, everybody. That's what that was. It's Working by William Murphy for my good. If you got a seed in the ground, it's working. It's coming up and blooming. Hallelujah. So we just thank Jesus Christ for allowing us to be back on the air this Friday afternoon. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer that you can come in and join in, and the Lord will bless. We normally on there 30, 35 minutes, where the Lord lead us to do. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com. or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archive message. We appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we just thank the Lord today for our speakers. We that had some awesome words, excuse me, coming from the speakers about, and on the subject is Order My Steps. And today our speaker and guest host is Prophet Darlene Davis. And her ministry is out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. And she's Prophetess Darlene Davis. And her ministry is Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry, and she's out of Jacksonville, North Carolina, and she's been on this line for a while. She's just awesome. She's faithful to this ministry and to her ministry. She has a prayer ministry and praise and a deliverance ministry, and she'll give you all of that information as she starts or at the end of the broadcast. We're just so thankful for her. She came on in my absence and done early Sunday morning prayer, and boy, did she pray. So we just thank the Lord for her being such obedient to this broadcast and to her own, as she's on daily on her broadcast, but she very seldom miss a day coming on this broadcast. So I can vouch for Prophetess Darlene Davis and her kindness and her love and her heart for God's people, and that she may lead and guide and direct them. And with no further ado, we're going to introduce to some and to others Prophetess Darlene.
Lord Jesus.
Hello?
Okay.
Excuse me, Prophetess. Prophet Evangelist Bernard.
Yes, praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. I was trying to see, did Chaz call in?
No, he hasn't called in.
Okay, he's on the line with me, so
well, wait,
if
let
you
me...
want to just...
Well, I just wanted to, I'll let him come on the line with you, but Prophet Darlene Davis, we'll come back to you. I guess he can open up with prayer, you or Prophet Darlene Davis, whichever way. So we're going to turn it over for a few minutes to, what's his name, Chad Bradford, and he's going to expound
come
just
on,
a little
on.
Bit or sing whatever, as ever the Lord lead and Prophet Darlene. And the next voice you'll hear is Prophet Darlene Davis that's bringing the word. And today, all week, is 2 weeks, matter of fact, the Lord didn't let it stop. We went on Order My Steps, and it's been truly anointed word. Evangelist Bernard, we're going to give it to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Just want to say praise the Lord to everybody. Thank God for Sister Ruby standing and our stand, always faithful and always at the studio and the switchboard ready to introduce and bring the word of God to you. Amen. We're in conference. We want you to continue to pray for this conference, Pastor Blake's and the Father-Daughter Talk Conference. Just thank God for those of you that have supported with your finances to sponsor other people to come. I'm telling you, the Lord truly has been in that place, and I believe healing has gone forth. Amen. Been in fellowship with one of my little nephews, so he wanted to have a word. You know, the Bible say, suffer the little children to come unto me. So he just wanted to open up with the word. We thank God for our prophetess Darlene. Amen. Sister Ruby gave the introduction. Thank God for her coming on to share the word of God today. We're talking about all of my steps, Lord. So we're going to let Chance come on, and he can open up with the word of prayer. And he just wanted to say a few words to our audience on today. God bless you. Chad.
Good evening. And my name is Chad, just like Adrian Bernard said once again. But the theme of today is order my steps in his word. As you notice that my first thing was to order my steps in his word. If you will bow your heads and close your eyes. Oh, dear Father, we come once again, O Master, just to say thank you for this radio station, O God, as we ask that you keep on blessing Adrian and Sister Ruby right now, Master. Right now, O God, let the anointed flow in this place, O God. Let it flow through every speaker that speaks today, O God. But the theme for today, order my steps in your word, O God. Let the speaker order her steps in her word, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. The theme is order my steps in his word. First of all, I just want to tell you, when I start to talk to myself, my first thing is to go ahead and do what I have to do. But you know what I say? I say, no, let me order my steps in his word. See, what I mean about order my steps in his word, the word is in the Bible. See, order my steps. See, I will order my first step, not my second step, not my third step, but my first step. That's in the word. See, it's in the word, in the Bible. All you got to do is look it up and say, I will order my steps in his word, not the second time, not the third time, not the fourth time, but the first time. I will order my steps in his word.
All right, well, God bless you, Brother Chad. We thank God for that opening. All right, Prophetess Darlene, he just had to get on the line and say something for the Lord. So we thank God for him being that bold, amen, to just have a word that he could give God some praise. We thank God for him today. So we're going to bring the woman of God right on up. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. We love you and appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. God bless y'all. And I truly thank God for the love, and I feel the love and the support. Thank God for the introduction. Thank God for Chad. He just encouraged my heart because I know that God is ordering his footsteps. And I thank God God is ordering his footsteps at a young age. So it's a blessing. we all should be encouraged by that, because some people's footsteps were not ordered until they were 50, 60, and some people are still not letting God order their footsteps. But nevertheless, I thank God for the prayer that went forth this far. I want to thank God for what's been going on this far, and I thank God because this is my second time today speaking. To God has be the glory. He has ordered my footsteps, and I thank God for the open doors, and I thank God for what God is doing, and I'm excited what God is doing, and I want him to continue to order my footsteps in him. And I just thank God. I just thank God for ordering my footsteps to this broadcast. I came on this broadcast, and I tell the testimony all the time at a bad time, and I did not want to even be violent with people. But I'm glad I let God order my footsteps to this line. First of all, God ordered my footsteps, and I went to the store and met a powerful woman, Prophetess Barbara Teal, and she told me, she said, call this line. You're going to be a blessing to this line, this blessing, and the line's going to be a blessing to you. And I was obedient to what she told me to do, even though I was hurt, going through, wounded, and didn't want to be violent. But I'm so glad. Every day I think about it, I'm so glad that I listened to the voice of the prophetess, first of all, and second of all, I made the call. You have some things you have to do when you're letting God order your footsteps. So I thank God that I made the call, and I've been blessed ever since. I tell you, powerful speakers have been on. They have been encouraging me, strengthening me, restoring me. And so much has been going on. I don't know how long I've been on, but I've been on for a little while, and I have been just renewed and restored. So I do give God honor on this afternoon for this opportunity. I give God honor. I thank God, and I want him to continue to order my footsteps. I just thank God for God being God. I just thank God for another day. He has kept me from harm and danger. Another day he has kept my mind stayed on him. Hallelujah. Those that keep their mind stayed on God, it's a blessing. He'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. So I thank God that my mind was stayed on him all day. I thank God that he ordered my footsteps and used me on early this morning to bring forth a word on someone else's conference call. And I thank God for this broadcast, for this opportunity. And I thank God because it's strengthening me, it's growing me. Each time I get this opportunity to speak. So I just thank God for ordering my footsteps on this broadcast. And I begin to think about, what would you have me say to them, God, about ordering my steps? Because I want God to order my steps each and every day, each and every afternoon, each every evening and night. You know, sometimes we let God order our steps in the morning and maybe perhaps not at night. But I want my steps ordered by God all day long, all evening and all night, every day. And so I said, what would you have me say to the people? And God let me know, just first of all, I just want to share this testimony. When I was younger, I never wanted to be a leader, but I was always put in leader positions as I got older. But when I was younger, I always liked to follow people. And I always wanted to follow people because I always thought that I was to follow and not to lead. But we know God sometimes has a better purpose for us, and sometimes we to follow. There's a season to follow, and there's a season to lead sometimes. And so I would follow this girl that I thought was my best friend. And my mother kept telling me, she's trouble. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as a child, you may not listen, you know, if you're not saved. And even if you're saved, you may not listen to your mother or your father. But your mother always knows best. And my mother kept telling me and warning me about this girl, but I was determined to be with this girl. And so we, you know, went to school together, and, you know, we were friends. We said, yeah, we were going to get married at the same time, and we were going to have a double wedding, you know. And we had made all these plans for our future for when we got older, not even considering God, not even considering what God wanted. We was making plans for our future. And we were young at the time. And as we went to school, like once or twice a week, said, that's hokey, let's cut class. And I would go when she said go and when she said go. And it would always leave me in trouble. I said, I'm not going back that way no more. But for some reason, I kept following her. And I'm going somewhere with this. You know, somebody might say, well, why is she saying this? But I'm going somewhere, and I'm getting up to the message. But I'm going somewhere with this. And I kept following this girl. And each time, it was nothing pleasant in it. It was nothing nice in it. It was trouble. And the last time that I followed her and cut school and hooky school, I learned my lesson. We went somewhere with some people we didn't even know, and it almost cost my life. But to God be the glory, he spared it. And a man pulled out a gun and was going to kill me if I didn't do what he say do. And I, at the time, I knew that the Lord was with me, and I wasn't fearful because I knew God had me. I knew that my steps wasn't ordered by him at that time. Matter of fact, I was supposed to be in school. And my mother was away, and she left me in care of my stepfather. And so she was assuming that my footsteps were ordered and I was in school. But disobedient. I was disobedient, and I was not where I was supposed to be, but God still covered me. And as he pulled out the gun, the man pulled out the gun, I said, I refuse to do what you he was asking me to do. And he said, well, I'm going to have to kill you. And I had no fear because I knew God was covering me. I knew God was protecting me, but I also knew I was wrong. And so we got out of it, me and the young lady, and we got out of it. And I after that, I didn't hooky or cut class with her anymore, but I still kept hanging with her. Danger was always around us. Trouble was always around us. And she's dead today, but I kept hanging with her. Then one day, I know it was the spirit that was speaking to me. It was letting me know that she was not my friend and that I had to separate. And sometimes we got to separate from places, people, and things to walk into where God wants us to walk into because they may not be going where you're going. And so I had to, like I said, I had to separate from her. And then it was another one. The enemy sends another young lady in my life that I was following. I kept on following people that was going nowhere, that had no direction, that wanted to walk into evilness, that wanted to walk into the wrong way. And I kept letting them direct my path. Wasn't supposed to, but I did. So what I'm saying today, and I'm just starting out, and I'm just saying through the testimony, it's important to let God lead our footsteps. It's important to follow the will of God. It's important to let God order our footsteps. And I'm so glad today that he is ordering my footsteps. Back then, I didn't let him order my footsteps, and I have done a lot of things that I shouldn't have done, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God that he covered me in spite of, I thank God that he protected me in spite of what I was doing, where I was going, which way I was going. And I would hear God saying, don't go down that street, don't do this, and I would still go down that street, or I would still go that way. But he would still protect me. He would still keep me. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. But today I have no other choice but to say yes to his will and yes to his way. I want my footsteps ordered by him. I want to be directed by him and not by them, not by those, not by the people, not by things, not by places. No matter what other people are doing, I'm saying direct my path. Lead me. Make me holy, God. Make me whole, God. Wash me. Purge me, God. Let me be pleasing unto your sight. That's where I'm at today. I'm saying yes to your will, yes to your way, God. And I'm not satisfied where I'm at. Take me up higher. So I have this song I want to sing to you. I'm not a singer, but I just want to sing this couple verses. I surrender all to Jesus, blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. Yes, I do, God. I surrender all to Jesus, blessed happy Savior, I surrender all. He wants us to surrender all today. Hallelujah. Will you surrender all today, all to him? Hallelujah. It's been times maybe perhaps you surrendered to man, woman, boy, or girl. But God is saying he wants us to surrender to him. And so I say yes to his will, yes to his way. I surrender all, and I'm letting him lead and guide my footsteps. Will you let him continue to order your footsteps, or will you let him order your footsteps on today? He wants us to surrender all. Hallelujah. And so I just want to encourage you on today. I do have a scripture that I'm coming out of, but I want to give you an encouragement scripture. I'm just led to, you know, I like to encourage. So I just want to encourage before I give. That's not where I'm coming from, where I'm getting ready to go. But I just want to give someone encouragement on today, to be encouraged, to hold on, to wait on God, because he is going to do just what he said he's going to do. And I'm coming from Psalm 37, and I will be reading verse 4 and 5 from the King James Version. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. That was verse 4. Verse 4, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And I just want to encourage somebody on today to know that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. He cannot lie. And when you delight yourself in something, it means it's satisfying, that is extremely satisfying, that is joy. Have you ever had a meal that you said, this meal is good, this is delicious? Or have you ever made a meal or went out for dinner and got a meal and you said, oh, and you have been pleased with the service? Or have you been pleased with the meal? Well, God wants us to delight ourselves in him. He wants us to get wrapped up, tied into him, that he can order our footsteps. And once you begin to delight yourself in him, once you begin to take joy in him, once you begin to lift him up, once you begin to worship him, once you begin to praise him, hallelujah, once you begin to exalt him and delight yourself in him and appreciate him, you'll want to walk in his footsteps. You want to let him order your footsteps and direct your path. So I just want to say an encouragement. I have a scripture that I am going to, but I want to, these scriptures are just to encourage somebody. Somebody might be going through something and think they can't make it. And I want to let you know that you can make it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I just want you to know that if God gave you a word through a prophet, a prophetess, through a pastor, through an evangelist, through a minister, through this line, you can, you know that it's coming to pass. You shall just, you know that God is going to bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. That's a definite thing. It shall come to pass. You may have to wait. You may have to cry some nights. You may have to walk the floor some nights. But God is going to bring it to pass. He's going to do just what he said he's going to do. All he wants us to do is delight ourselves in him. All he wants us to do is praise him. All he wants us to do is to worship him. Hallelujah. All he wants us to do is thank him. Hallelujah. 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 All he wants us to do is lift him up, huh? And know that he's going to do it. We got to trust him. We got to stand on the word of God. And so I just want to encourage you today. Somebody might need encouragement. Lift up your head. Know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Just trust him. Just wait on him and be of good courage. While you're waiting, just continue to praise him. While you're waiting, just continue to trust him. While you're waiting, just continue to do what he has called you to do, because he's going to bring you to pass. He shall bring you to pass. That's a definite thing. Just continue to delight yourself in him and let him then know that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. So trust in God. Wait on God. And be of good courage. I just wanted to encourage somebody on today. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to praise God. Continue to worship him. Continue to lift him up. And know God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. So I thank God on today for his word, that we can stand on his word in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. I thank God because I know that he will do just what he said he's going to do. And I'm standing on the word myself that it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And I will be speaking from Romans 8, a familiar passage that I go in several times. And I'm just going to read verse 1, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 5. And then my last verse will be 8. And then I'm going to just continue to let God have his way. Hallelujah. Is that all right with y'all? I won't be a long time. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you. The prayer has already went forth, God. But, God, I come to you, God. God, my lips, God, use me for your glory, God. Wash me, purge me, God. Nobody can repent for me, God. I come to you right now repenting, God. If there's anything I said, done, huh, that was not pleasing unto you, God. Oh, God, make me over, God. Oh, God, order my footsteps, direct my path, God. We thank you for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you that you ordered her footsteps and you have directed her path. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. Now we ask that you take over to right now, God, and have your divine way. Move out what needs to be moved out. Bring in what needs to be brought in, God. In the name of Jesus, we do thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I can do nothing without you, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to praise him for a minute because he's just that good. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. I come with a praise. Hallelujah. I lift you up, God. I worship you, God. I adore you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless your holy name, God. I exalt you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. And I come to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for ordering my footsteps. Thank you for keeping me, God. Oh, God, when I walked the wrong way. Oh, God, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Being on my life, God, when I didn't listen to you. Oh, God, when I walked in disobedience. Forgive me, God. But I thank you for covering me. I thank you for keeping me, God. Oh, God, my desire is more of you, God, less of me, God, and I praise you right now. I exalt you right now. I praise you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory, 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 glory. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, I come right now. Oh, God, praising you, God. Exalting you, God. Lifting you up, God, because it's all about you. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, God. We worship you, God. We anoint you, God. Hallelujah, God. I give you a wave offering right now, God. I lift my hand to you, God, and say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, God. Hallelujah. I just had to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's just that good. He's good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I just have to always give him praise because praise is due to him. Praise is honor. It's what he made us for, what he created us for. So I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I thank God for keeping me. And so I have to, wherever I go, I have to praise him. Hallelujah. It's not a part-time thing, but it's a permanent thing for me. And so when I come on the lines, I got to lift them up. Hallelujah. When I come in church settings, I got to lift them up. Hallelujah. It's not predicated on what the people are doing. I got to give God some praise because he's just that good. Hallelujah. And we're talking about today, order my footsteps. I truly know that you want God to order your footsteps. Hallelujah. And I'm truly asking God to order my footsteps even more. And for God to order our footsteps, we got to be able to hear him. I was talking this morning about prayer. One of the things I said is we have, when we pray, prayer is communication, but we also have to sit and listen to see what God wants us to do, where he wants us to go, and how we need to be directed. Hallelujah. So let's order in our footsteps. The only way he can order our footsteps is if we hear him and obey. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may not. I told you the story, and I could give you so many stories, but I won't, how I did not obey. But when you obey, things work out better in your life. It may come a little and be a little painful that you have to go through, that you have to let that flesh die. Sometimes our flesh may not want to die. I'm going in Romans 8, and it's talking about the spirit and the flesh, and I am reading verse from the King James Version, and I'm reading from verse 1, and then I'm skipping down to verse 5, and then verse 8 will be my last verse. And then I'm saying, God, have your way. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That was verse 1. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that walk, they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That was verse 5. And verse 8 is, so then they that are in flesh cannot please God. We cannot please God if we are in flesh. Hallelujah. But when we walk in, when we letting God order our footsteps, when we let him order our footsteps, we're walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You know, it's been days where the enemy tries to speak into my ear and say, well, you don't got to do that. That's a little bit too much. And different things, and try to talk to me and tell me, don't go that way, don't do this, don't do that. But I thank God that I had to close my ear to the enemy and open my ear to, what do you want me to do, God? Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable when you have to be obedient to the Lord, when you have to let him order your footsteps. But do it all, he shall bless you. Do it all, you shall be strengthened. Do it all, there is a purpose. Just like when I had to come to North Carolina from Philadelphia, it was very uncomfortable because all my life, most of my life, I lived in Philadelphia. And I was born and raised in Philadelphia. And I had my friends in Philadelphia. It was my comfort zone. My ministry was established in Philadelphia. I went to a good church in Philadelphia. And I was just happy. Far as my flesh, and I thought, you know, that's where I was going to remain. But then the Lord spoke to me years ago and let me know that I was going to be moving, and I was going to be moving down North Carolina. And I said, no, I'm not going down there. I'm country people. That's what I said to the Lord. I'm not going down there. That's what I said. And he spoke to me again, and I said, I'm not going down there. Well, I'm down here and been down here now for, I think, almost 4 years. God be the glory. Because I had to surrender. I had to surrender all. Because you can't say you can't preach one thing and live another. You can't say you for God and then do something different. You can't say, tell other people they got to be obedient and you're walking in disobedience. So I had to ask God, when do you want me to go? Where do you want me to go? And what do you want me to do? And then I had to sit and get instructions. You have to get instructions before you can walk, before you can go where God wants you to go, before God can, what are your footsteps? You have to ask God what to do. And then I had to go into prayer and fast, and I had to build myself up because different locations have different sets of spirits and different things, and every place is not the same. So where I was comfortable at, God took me out of my comfort zone. And so I knew I had to prepare. There's a preparation that had to take place. And I prepared, and I let God do what he had to do. And right away when I came here, God used me awesome, and he used me in a mighty way, to God be the glory, because he ordered my footsteps where he wanted me to go and what he wanted me to say, when he wanted me to speak, if he wanted me to speak. And so I was truly blessed for the spiritual realm. Where God was taking me, what God was doing, and even now what he is doing. And through it, I kept in the flesh. The flesh wanted to go back to Philadelphia where I was comfortable at. The flesh didn't want to surrender, but I knew I could not walk in the flesh. I had to walk in the Spirit. I had to let God lead me. I had to stay put where God wants me to be, and this is where he wants me to be right now. And someone asked me, are you going to move? I said, well, not to my knowledge. I said, but if God wants me to move, then I'll be moving, because I'm letting him order my footsteps and directing my path. I'm letting God do what he has to do through me. You should let God order your footsteps and direct your path. God began to speak to me on the next move that he wants me to take. And I said, God, I surrender all. Yes, to your will. And when you say those things, You have to really mean those things. And I said, what do you want me to do? Sometimes you move too fast. You have to take it slow, take it the way God says. If he tells you to go to the left, you got to ask him, when do you want me to go to the left? What time do you want me to go to the left? When? When you want me to go to the right? What do you want me to do when I get to the right? What time do you want me to go to the right? You have to follow an instruction. Because there's been times that I halfway listened to the Lord, and he said, go to the left, but I didn't hear the instructions when I got to the left. And wind up in trouble. When we don't follow the instructions to the T, what God wants us to do, we can wind up in a lot of trouble. So God is saying to us, he wants us to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. But you can't even please him in the flesh. He doesn't even hear you in the flesh. You know, it may be hard and it may be difficult, and you may not even understand why you got to go to the left or why you got to walk that way. But God wants us just to trust him and to look to the hills and not look to people, places, or things, but to look to him and to trust him and say, God, I don't know what this is all about. And that's what I had to say when I came down here. I don't understand why you brought me down here. Even though I knew it was some work, I said, what can I do to work up in Philadelphia? He said, my season and my time was up there. Sometimes your season and time is up at a situation or a place or a certain job or a certain church or a location, and God is trying to get you to go over there, and you're still right there because you don't want God to order your footsteps and direct your path because you're comfortable right where you're at. God is moving at this hour. We're running out of time. He's moving us in an uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable circumstances. The woman of God that's the head of this line, Evangelist Benora, she had to get up and move and go back home. God is going to reward her. He's going to bless her. He's blessing her. He's going to pour out his blessings because she was obedient. She could have said, well, I really don't want to go, God, and she could have just sat there. She didn't even see her way, but you know what? She went by faith. And God is saying at this hour, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we walk by sight. I don't see a way. It's not for us to see. It's not for us to even think about. We're supposed to cast our cares to God, leave our burdens to him, and he's working it out. We're supposed to just walk. It may be painful. Just walk. You may be alone. Just walk. I came down here. All my friends was up there. I had to walk alone. Just walk. Sometimes you got to walk alone. Sometimes you got to walk with somebody and then they leave you. I was with somebody and then they left me. Sometimes you got to walk alone. But God, you're not really alone when you're in God. He just wants us to walk it out. He just wants us to walk through. He just wants us to trust him. I don't see no way. This next walk that I got to take, I know it's got to be Jesus because I can't do nothing without him, don't want to do nothing else. But I don't see the way. But I'm walking, I'm going to walk it out. When he say move, I'm going to move. When he say walk, I'm going to walk. And I'm going to say, where you want me to go, God? Now, this next move that he explained to me, like I said, I'm fearful a little bit. But God don't give us fear. So my trust got to be in him. And so I'm saying, God, I'm going to walk. When you say walk, I'm going to go where you say go. He wanted us just to trust him, just to come out on the deep, just to walk. This is not the season to doubt. This is not the season to worry. This is not the season, as I read earlier, to make our way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. All he wants us to do is praise him. All he wants us to do is pray. All he wants us to do is fast. All he wants us to do is stay in the word. All he wants us to do is just walk when he say walk. Follow the instructions of him. You may have to limp some time in that walk because it may be painful. Your feet may be swollen through the walk, but just keep on walking. I just want to encourage somebody because I didn't hear the word on yesterday, but I know the word has been spoken in the last 2 weeks, but I just want to tell somebody to walk it out. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Walk whether you feel like walking. Some days I had to cry while I was walking. Some days I was in pain. My body was in pain, racking in pain. But I kept on walking. Some days I didn't understand, but I kept on walking. Some days people talked about me and left me alone, but I kept on walking. This last walk that I had to do, I thought I was going to die and not rise again in the spiritual realm. And I just wanted the lady, but God said, get up, my daughter, and walk. I said, God, I can't do it. He said, but you can do it because I'm with you. So I'm telling somebody, God is with them. He'll never leave you or forsake you. It may be painful right now. It may be hurtful right now. You may be all alone, but know that you're not really alone because you got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You got the best people with you that you can have, the wrecking crew. So just get up and walk. Somebody may be going through depression today, oppression. Somebody may be going through, I can't make it. But I'm here to tell you that you can make it. Just get up and walk. Just get up and let God order your footsteps and direct your path. Just get up and go forth anyhow. Press through, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd to get to Jesus and touch his garment. Press through and get to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Press through. Walk through anyhow. You don't understand, but walk it out anyhow. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Let God lead you. Walk it out. Trust him. It may be hard, but trust him. It may be in the midnight hour and you may say, I'm tired now. I'm weary in my spirit. But God said, get up and walk. He said, wait on him and be of good courage. He's coming through. This is not the hour to think. This is not the hour to doubt. This is not the hour to surrender. This is not the hour to fold. This is not the hour to sit down. You got a purpose, and you have to fulfill it. I can't do what you got to do. This is not the hour to not trust God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is not the hour to get weary. Don't be weary of well-doing. Don't faint because your due season is on the way. All God wants us to do is just walk. Just walk it out. Just keep on walking, no matter what's going on. No matter what others do, you walk it out. God wants to order your footsteps. Well, that one is not going. That one is not doing. Don't even worry about it. You just let God lead you. Don't let man lead you. Don't let people lead you that's going to lead you wrong. Just let God lead you where you have to go. Trust in the Lord with all the heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Let him direct your path. Let him lead you where you have to go. Well, I don't think I can do this. I don't want to do this. I'm tired. Get up and rise. God is saying, wake up. Don't you see people dying all around you? Don't you hear on the news what's going on? Don't you know souls are required to your hand? It's time to walk. It's time to walk. Well, my legs is getting weak. Walk anyhow. Well, I think I can't do this. You can do it. God is saying to us, press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Press and walk. It's not time to doubt. It's not time to complain. It's not time to be weary. It's not time to faint. It's not time to gossip. It's not time to backbite. It's not time to be jealous. It's time to come together on one body, one accord, and begin to love one another. It's time to walk in love. It's time to walk in peace. It's time to walk in joy. It's time to walk it out. It's time to let God lead you. It's time you've been led by this, and you've been led by that. Some people have been led by things on TV. Some people have been led by movies. Some people have been led by people. But it's time for us to let God lead us. It's time to follow the will of God. It's time to do what God has called us to do. God said, don't covet your brother's gift. Don't covet your sister's gift. It's time to walk into what God has called you to walk into. Time to do what God has put your hands to do. Put your hands to the plow and let God use you. He said it's time to come up and rise. It's time to trust him. It's time to go forth. So I say to you today in a way of encouragement, I know it may be painful. I know it may be lonely. I know it may be weary. I know that it may seem like it's not working out. But I say to you today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, just continue to put your trust in him and he shall bring the past. Just continue to let him walk and guide your footsteps and know that he is with you and know that you can do it because he's with you and know that he will never leave you or forsake you, knowing that this shall pass, this too shall pass, this storm that you're going through, this too shall pass, this trial that you're going through, this too shall pass, this thing that you're going through, this too shall pass. You may be going through problems in your home. You may be going through problems on your job. You may be going through some things that you don't even want to talk about. You may come to church smiling, but you may be burdened and downtrodden. But God is saying, just walk it through. Just walk it through, and I'm with you, daughter. I'm with you, son. This too shall pass. Just trust me. I will not leave you. Just trust me and walk. Walk, 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 walk. I don't want to walk, but you got to walk it out, because God has need of you. He has a purpose for you, and you, you, and you. So if you go into the archives later on and hear this message, know that God loves you. Know that he has a work for you to do. Know that he has a purpose for you, but he needs you to follow the instructions of him. He needs you to let him lead you. He needs you to trust in him, and he needs you to walk it out. Walk it out whether you want to. Walk it out whether you feel like it or not. It's not predicated on that. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. It's time to seek him. It's time to be led by him. Hallelujah. So I thank him that he leads my footsteps. I thank God that I'm letting him follow my footsteps and him. It's not about what I want. It's all about him. Does anybody agree with me today? It's all about Jesus. And let him walk. Let him lead your footsteps. Just walk into the path that he has for you. Don't walk down a dead end. Don't walk down a dangerous road. Don't walk down a road that's closed. But let him lead you. Let him guide you. Walk it out. Walk it out. And go forth and do what God calls you to do. He has need of you. So I just look out there to encourage you. And say, this too shall pass. I know you may have been going through it for 10, 20 years, but it's time to come up. It's time to walk. Some of you may have never walked. Some of you may have walked and stopped. Some of you have maybe walked and said, I don't know what to do. But Lord, get on your face, and God will give you instructions what to do. God is saying, I have need of you. Come up, come out. Go up higher in him. Walk it out. I thank God for this ministry. Every caller, every speaker that has spoke, they have been walking it out. They're letting God order their footsteps and directing their path. You need to maybe get around some positive people. You might need to get around some people that's walking by faith. We're not by sight. It ain't what you see. Just walk by faith. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. God's saying, keep walking. He's talking to somebody. Just keep walking. Let me direct your path. I gave you the instructions. Now it's time to follow them. Hallelujah. So I thank God on today. Order my footsteps and you, God. God, I've been ordered by a whole lot of people, and I let other people direct me, God. I'm under your command now. Yes, sir. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Order my footsteps, and God, keep me holy. I don't just want to walk in your footsteps. I want to be holy. I want to be cleaned. I want to be washed. I want to be purged. Hallelujah. God is calling us to holiness. Holiness is right. Hallelujah. Holiness is right. Hallelujah. God is calling us to holiness. God is calling us to up higher in him. God is calling us to trust him. So I just say to you today, walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. Which way are you walking today? Are you walking in the will of the Lord? Are you walking in the flesh? Are you walking in the spirit? If you're walking in the flesh, you must get in the spirit. It's not time to walk in the flesh, but it's time to walk in the spirit, because you cannot please God in the flesh. So I say to you today, walk it out. He's with you. Walk it out. Trust him. Walk it out. He's strengthening you. Walk it out. He's restoring you. Walk it out. God bless you all. Walk it out.
Walk it out. God bless. That was the word.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Do anybody need Jesus to walk with them today? Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this teacher's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hallelujah. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Yes, God. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. If he's holding your hand, you can't go wrong. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand while I'm on this teacher's journey. I want Jesus to hold my hand. And this is what we need him to do. Talk with me, Lord. Does anybody need him to talk with him? Talk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Talk with me. While I'm on my teacher's journey, I want Jesus to talk with me. Hallelujah. When he walks with us, hallelujah, we can't go wrong. When we let him order our footsteps and direct our path, we can't go wrong. When he talks with us, hallelujah, he will give us the directions, what we should do, which way we should go, how we should go, and how, when should we go, and what time we should go. Hallelujah. We won't walk in the flesh. We'll walk in the spirit. And when we let him hold our hand, he's with us. He's guiding us. He's covering us through this walk that we can make it. We can do it. We can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So I say to you today, let him walk with you. Let him talk with you. Let him hold your hand. Let him guide you. Let him lead you. Let him protect you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word. We thank you for what you did on today, God. We thank you, God, because you're a right now God. And we need you to be a right now God in our life, God. Somebody needs you today, God. Somebody don't know you, God. And, oh, God, somebody needs salvation today, God, that may go into archives later on. Somebody may have heard the word or wanted to hear the word, God, and don't know you, God. But let them open up their mouth and confess that you are Jesus, God, in their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody needs deliverance, God, that's going to hear this word, God. Bring forth deliverance in their home, God. Bring forth deliverance in their life. Somebody needs a financial blessing that may hear this message, God. We speak increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak blessings upon their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now has been waiting, God, and they're getting a little discouraged, God. Keep them holding on and waiting and being of good courage. Touch God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Continue to use her, God. We thank you as they're at the conference right now. We know that you're moving mightily, God. Continue to move, God, on them young ladies. Continue to strengthen, God, each and every one of them, God. Let them come out new. Let them come out whole. Let them come out pure. Let them come out new in you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this conference. We thank you for Bishop Dick. Lord, we thank you for the man of God that gave the conference, God. We ask that you continue to strengthen him and his family in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the word that was given by Chad today. We ask that you continue to keep him. Continue to keep him being your mouthpiece, God. We thank you for the prophet, God. We ask that you continue to breathe on him, saturate him, order his footsteps, direct his path, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue letting him be led by you, God. We ask a blood covering upon him and his family in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to keep Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. We thank you for her, God. Continue to keep her lifting up the woman of God's arms. But God, as she lifts up her arms, God, you lift up her arms. God, continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to let her walk in your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to let her go out and go win those souls, God, for your glory, God. We all have a mission. We all have something to do, God. Let us be about your business, because you're soon to come back, God. Oh, God, Let us, when you come back, hallelujah, let us be have our work done, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not, you not find us with this city, dear God, but let us be, you be found us walking, doing what you have called us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. So I speak right now obedience in everyone that hears this message on today, obedience to God, that they shall walk, and they shall not get weary, they shall not faint, they shall hold on to their duties, and they shall walk it out, they shall walk in the way you call them to walk in, all of us, God, in the name of you. So we just thank you right now. We just praise you right now. We just exalt you right now. We come against the hands of the enemy will try to have us walk any way that you, the way that you have not called us to walk. The enemy that will try to come in and say, no, you ain't got to do that. Oh, no, I don't feel like it. I'm depressed. Oh, no, I can't make it. The devil is a liar. We will make it, and we can make it, and we shall make it because we got you, God. So we will walk. We will be obedient. After this, 2 weeks of this, we know that we're going to walk in total obedience to you, God. Those that's not obedient, they will be obedient. We speak it in the name of Jesus. Those that are obedient will be obedient even more in the name of Jesus. So I speak strength on this line. I speak blessings on this line in the name of Jesus. God, continue to breathe on us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. And I do ask that you hear my prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing stand in the way of this prayer being answered and the word from going forth, God. Let my praises be pleasing unto you, God. Let it not be a foul stench unto you, God, but let you be pleased with my praise, pleased with what I do, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Continue to order our footsteps in you. Amen.
Amen. What a word. What a word. Walk with me, Lord. Hold my hand. See, that's song 2-3 songs. It's been a blessing. Prophetess Darlene Davis. You brought that word, order my steps, Lord. And then you gave testimony about how the Lord was covering you when you went through a situation of going the way that you shouldn't have went. So God bless you. Let's go to Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. I certainly did enjoy that message coming from Evangelist Darlene today, praise God. It was very, very encouraging, amen, to listen, amen, at the words of life that she brought forth, glory to God. And, I mean, we need to let the Lord, because we can't order our own steps. It's just not within a man that walketh to direct his own steps, but every good step is ordered by the Lord. And so if we follow that, we'll see, you know, that the Lord will lead us and we'll go the right way. If we let God guide us, amen. And, you know, I tell you, we need that encouragement. You know, God's people that could hear the cries of her heart today. Praise the Lord. You know, so many, when you really look at it, of the people of God is discouraged. Seem like they have lost the joy. But you know what? When we lean on the Lord, he's able to restore the joy in our hearts today. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And we need to hear God's word and take heed to God's word. Amen. For God will never let us fall. Amen. And we'll never go wrong if we keep the leading of the Lord, amen. Order our steps, amen. That's a very good topic to continue because we want God to order our steps. Praise the Lord, amen, and give us the strength to follow and help our unbelief, you know. And look, yeah, look to the Lord today, for the Lord told us he is, amen, our strength today. I'm telling you, he can build us up in the most holy faith. Amen. We trust him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, and God's people, we need one another. We need to hear each other's, amen, testimony. Praise God, amen, and be encouraged by it because God is no respecter of person. What he's done for one, he'll do for you as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so I just enjoyed her so much today. Praise God. And I pray that all will take heed unto the message today. Y'all continue to pray for us likewise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Did you have anything, Prophetess Darlene?
No, praise the Lord. I just appreciate Mother. I thank God for her footsteps being ordered to this line. He has been a blessing, her and her daughter. And I thank God for the praise report that we heard on last week. That lets you know that she's a praying woman, and it lets you know that we all were coming together on one accord. What can happen if we all come together on one accord? Just think if the whole body comes together on one accord, which way we can really walk, which what were things that we can really do in Jesus. So I just thank God for how this line, we came together on one accord, and we've seen God move, and we're going to see even greater moves. This is time for signs and wonders to take place, but it can't take place if we're not on one accord. It can't take place if we're walking by sight and not by faith. We got to trust in God. So I just thank God for Mother. She is an inspiration, and I just give her that, you know, I'm continuing to pray for her, and I know she's continuing to pray for me. Just thank God for her.
Amen. God bless. We're going to Evangelist Priscilla.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah. My God, what a beautiful message. I just want to honor God to in the presence, in his presence, just honor God, and to the entire assembly of the New Destiny Ministries, to my dear precious friends here on the New Destiny, evangelist, their founder, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. Praise God. I know she had a birthday this month, and I couldn't recall the birthday, the exact day, but I do know she did have a birthday this month sometime. But I just want to honor everyone. Sister Ruby, bless you, woman of God, doing a wonderful moderating job. Hallelujah. Praise God. And to the speaker. Amen. Prophetess Darlene Davis, what a powerful message. And I'm telling you, that's what it's all about today. That's the day we live in. And everybody seems to be walking in the wrong direction. But the word today was to walk with Jesus. Walk in the Spirit. That's the direction. That's the way to go. And I enjoyed the word of God immensely. Praise God, and again, honoring everyone of New Destiny, Sister Ruby, so good to hear your voice, and Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, I haven't heard her voice yet, but God bless her, and continuously, does she have another birthday? I know how old she is, but I dare not speak it on this broadcast. Praise God, I know. Yes, Lord, I do. But praise the Lord anyway. Now, and thank you, Sister Ruby, for this time, just to acknowledge the word of God. I stand in agreement to the word of God always. Amen. God bless you again, Prophetess Darlene Davis. Bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak on your line today. Yes, I care ministry. But, you know, I had to go in the prayer when I came off. I said, God, I want you to order my footsteps even the more. I want you to direct my path because I can do nothing without him. So I thank God for your prayers that you prayed today and rendered up for me and all those that prayed, knowing that I'm still not finished. We have all-night prayers tonight, and I can't do it. But I know God has my Sunday. Hallelujah. I know God's got me. Hallelujah. Because if you know anything about me, you're always ran from things like this calling and preaching and teaching and ministering. And God said, double in time, that time that I laid down and I didn't walk in obedience. Now it's double time, it's triple time, it's time to go to work even more. So I thank God that I walked into your ministry as well as of Evangelist Adrienne Bernard's ministry. And I tell you, I've been working ever since. To God be the glory. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I just got to give him praise. When I think about it, hallelujah, I got to lift him up because I know it's no way. This is not even in me. So two times, three times in one day. No, this is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I got to take out a praise break. If it's all right with you, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what he is doing. For what he is doing. Because I'm not doing nothing but showing
hallelujah.
Up. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. I thank
hallelujah.
You for ordering my footsteps. I thank you for directing my path. I thank you for these women of God that's pouring into me to encourage me to pray for me. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I praise
hallelujah.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm doing you, God. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah, I'm on my son. I give you praise. We gotta give him praise. Hallelujah. We gotta recognize him. Hallelujah. We gotta lift him up. Hallelujah.
Because without him, we could do nothing. Hallelujah. It was him that woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We're talking about three times in one day. He didn't get me up. Hallelujah. I could not even get up to do what he wants me to do. Hallelujah. So I thank him. Hallelujah. It may have been a small word. It may have been a short word to you. But hallelujah, I'm lifted up because of the fact that I know I'm not, this is not me. Hallelujah. It's all God. Hallelujah. And that's what I want it to be. But I want more of God even more. I want to walk in the Spirit even more. I want him to walk with me. And I want to talk with him. And I want him to talk with me. And I want to walk the way he want me to walk. And I thank God because I have women of God that's walking in his will. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Evangelist Williams, hallelujah, Sister Ruby, and all those other mothers.
Hallelujah.
Walking. So I have a good person or good people.
Thank
to
you, Lord. Thank
they're
you.
Walking in the will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Sister Ruby, hallelujah.
Albertine.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Prophetess Darlene. I didn't get to hear the message, but just by hearing the other sisters speak, I'm going to go back and listen to it, but I still wanted to be a part of it. And I just want to say thank you for being an outstanding woman of God. Thank you for being a listener and a prayer warrior. Thank you for just all your support, and you mean a lot to me. And I thank you, and I will be going back into the archives, and I continue to lift you up in prayer and your ministry. And Evangelist Bernard, I thank you. And Evangelist Bernard, the Lord told me to tell you that your sister will be coming home any day, so prepare for her. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
And,
hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. I'll be back in the archives to listen, and I will be on tonight with the all-night prayer.
Praise
God bless
God.
You.
Praise God. I thank God for you, woman of God. I thank God for your support. I thank God for your love. I thank God that you're walking in love and you're showing love. You know, some people say they love you and they're not showing it. But I thank God on this line and other lines that I'm getting in love and y'all walking in love. And we have to walk in love. We have to walk in love towards our brothers and sisters. We have to walk in love towards those ones that we don't even want to walk in love with. So I thank God, and I just want to tell you, continue to walk in the love of Christ. Continue to let God use you. I thank God for your prophetic gift. I thank God for what God is doing in your life. It's a new thing, but it's a great thing, and God's got even higher for you. So continue to let him walk and lead and guide you. Let him continue to order your footsteps and direct your path in a way that he wants you to go. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you.
Sister Ruby. Praise God. I don't know if Sister Ruby got cut off or hallelujah.
Sister T. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Evangelist Bernard, to Mother Ruby, Prophetess Darlene, and all the people of God on the line. I didn't get to hear the message. I know I have been having so much going on, but I don't even know what the message was, but all I can say is to God be the glory for all the wonderful things he has done and is doing. I thank you, praise God, for my life. I thank you, praise God, just to be alive today as I'm, you know, going around town just getting my life put back in order. I see how the Lord is putting my life back in order. Just piggybacking on ordering the steps, my steps are ordered.
Yes.
I see how he gave me favor in this place today. Well, I had
thank
to deal with something in regards to my daughter. My daughter hasn't lived with me in almost 3 years, but it is official. She is back with her mother. So everything that
my God,
me,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
God is restoring back. So I just want to just thank Evangelist Bernard for coming into my life. For planting those seeds, I know I keep saying to y'all, but y'all don't know what he's done for me. For the
hallelujah.
Lord sent an angel to help me get my life back in order, and I see how he's doing that. And I see how he's just putting me out here to do the kingdom work and the kingdom building that needs to be done here in Stockton, California. I just love you guys with all my heart. I really couldn't even listen today, and even yesterday I had a lot of distractions. I just ask you to continue to pray for me because I'm out here trying to do what God mandated me to do.
Yeah.
It's not being sidetracked by the enemy. And I know I can give God all the glory and praise.
Yes.
Blessed, I was praising God in our Bible study
And I'm telling you, my feet felt so light. Hallelujah. I just
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for all that he's done. And I just want to thank Evangelist, Prophetess Darlene. You don't realize, even you, all the seeds that you were planting in my life, all the courage, encouragement that you gave me during the time when I lost my mom and stuff. So I just want to tell everybody on this line, Mother Ruby, you as well, the prayers that went up from you. I thank God for this line because the word
yes.
of God is being preached and teached on this line.
Thank you, Father.
People are being saved, delivered, and set free on this line. And I can say today that I am saved, delivered, and set free by the blood of the
yes.
Lamb. I love you guys with all my heart. Continue to pray my sin to the Lord. I'll go back online and go into the archives and hear what thus says the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for you, woman of God. You know, I feel like I got a newfound family. I don't even know none of y'all, but I feel like I know y'all in the spiritual realm. I thank God because y'all representing love, and it's been a blessing. See, if I didn't let God order my footsteps on this line, I wouldn't be blessed like I am with all you beautiful, wonderful people that pray and that encourage. You know, it just pays to let God lead your footsteps. It was looking, it didn't look right. It didn't sound right. It didn't feel right at the time. But when I let God order my footsteps, I have been blessed on this line. I have been encouraged on this line. I have been strengthened on this line. I have went forth on this line. And I remember when I first came on and I was like, oh, when the woman of God, the angels, but not asking to speak, I said, I ain't going to say what I said in my mind, but I was saying all them powerful speakers and them doctors and them people that's speaking, why would she ask me to speak? I ain't going to say all the things I was saying. I was saying no, but I was warring with the flesh. It's no good thing in the flesh. It ain't even about me. I had to realize it wasn't even about me. It's about God. And so no matter who it is, what it is, we have a purpose, and we have to fulfill our purpose, and we have to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. And we have to let God lead us and guide us. And I'm so glad he guided me to these lines. They have been encouragement to me. They have been a support to me. They have been a blessing to me. Thank God for Evangelist Adrienne Bernard even again. She has been encouragement. She has poured into my ministry. She has been a blessing. She's even taught and teaching, trying to teach me how to use Facebook because I have people that's responding and I can't. And I'm trying to use my phone to respond back. So I thank God for her patience, her love, her kindness. I thank God that she's walking in the will of God. She's walking into what God has called her. And God is saying to us that we have not seen nothing yet. She's going to blow our mind. Sister T, you think you're talking and praising God now? Oh, yes. I just feel like you're going to be running. But God got so much more for you. You haven't seen nothing yet. Just continue to walk in this world. Continue to let momentum order your footsteps and direct your path. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. We haven't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. What God is about to do.
Hallelujah.
And I hear God even giving me a date for me. Hallelujah. He said, I waited for a long time. He's about to come through. And he's about to come through for somebody that's been waiting for a long time, that's tired of walking and wants to give up. And God is saying, hold the door. I'm coming through. And my son, he is going to move on our behalf.
Thank you.
It shall come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you haven't seen nothing yet. He's going to fill us up even more. He's going to use us even more. He's going to bless us even more. Those that's been faithful, those that's been waiting, those that's been walking by faith and not by sight, those that's been walking in the will of God, those that's been holy. Hallelujah. Because it takes something to be holy as God is holy. You know, some people, they're trying to walk in the will of God, but they're not walking holy. But those that's been waiting, those that's been walking holy, those that's been trusting God, it's our time. It's our season. Not coming up right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Sister T. We're going to, I think this mic, off his mic, 510-2642.
Yeah, that's me. Y'all found me again. I was trying to come in incognito, but you always find me, Sister Ruby.
I praise the Lord, Prophet Michael.
God bless you. How you doing?
Go ahead.
I'm outside on my cell phone. I just dialed in, and I just caught the prophetess Davis. Got the same last name I got, in Jesus' name. The Lord was using her to prophesy, true prophecy, because I know what she was saying was from the Holy Ghost. that those who have been waiting a long time and who have been walking by faith, that God is getting ready to come through for them. God said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. The storm may come, but the storm, God is in control. He can speak to that storm at any time and say, peace, be still. And the storm has to obey. The winds got to obey. Everything got to obey the command of the voice of the Lord God Almighty. Don't worry about it if you don't got no money. God can tell you where the fish is. Go down to the fish and get the gold out of the fish's mouth. God can do anything. All he asks us to do is believe. I didn't hear the message, but I did hear the prophecy, and I just want to confirm. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I want to confirm that that word that Sister Darlene, Sister Davis has spoke was from the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can I say something to you, Prophet David?
Yes,
hallelujah. Family. Hallelujah. We do have the same last name. I thank God for you. I thank God for your anointing. I thank God when you come on this line, you shake things up, turn things around, and God uses you like a whirlwind. But I heard God saying as you were talking favor, he's going to give you some more favor. He's going to give you so much favor with man, woman, boy, and girl. He's going to give you favor in situations. He's going to give you favor in circumstances. Favor. Hallelujah. Well, you're not going to need money. Well, you're not going to need things. Favor. God said favor is upon your life. Hallelujah. Because you spoke the word. You spoke the word. You walked. Your footsteps were ordered by God. You walked when God told you to walk. You did what God told you to walk. In spite of what you felt, in spite of what you wanted to do, even those that lied on you, even those that didn't love you, you showed love. You walked in love, and you walked where God wanted you to walk. And he said, for that I shall bless you. For that I shall move for you. For that I shall make ways. I'm moving out things for you. I'm bringing in things for you. I'm moving out what needs to be moved out. I'm bringing in what needs to be moved in. Hallelujah. He said, I'm opening doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah. I'm opening the doors, and they can't shut them. Hallelujah. He said, I'm giving you favor. When they see you, they're going to have to give you favor.
My God, I receive it in Jesus' name. Woo! My God. My Lord Jesus Christ. And I know
overflow,
that's God.
Overflow. God is saying to all of you on this line, overflow today. He's filling you up, overflow spiritually. He's filling you up, taking you to a new destiny, taking you to a new place in him. Overflow. Hallelujah. You were set up. You're not just on here just to be on here today. Overflow. Hallelujah.
Whew. Glory to God. I bless God for that word. People of God, receive it, because I truly know that God is moving in a mighty way. In Jesus' name. My God, what a word from the Lord. Wow. And you know it's God using Sister Darlene Davis because she started talking so fast.
Praise the Lord.
Come out like a machine gun.
Order my footsteps.
Oh,
my mama,
I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Joy, what he's done for me.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm talking.
Hallelujah. Every time you're laughing, I hear the joy of God, and it's making me go up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Every time you're laughing, it's joy. Hallelujah. It's peace. Hallelujah. It's doing something to the inner man. It's doing something to the spiritual man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From on high. My God, from glory. Well, I'm so glad for the line. I'm glad for Sister Darlene that's on the line today. I'm glad for Sister Evangelist Bernard that she's obeying God. I'm glad for Sister Ruby and everybody who's listening.
Amen.
I'm glad for all of y'all. Don't worry. God is in control. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. My God. What a word, sister. What a word. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. That was a word. Obey the Lord with the orders of his steps. Everybody have got on that's on the line. The word was just a blessing. It just settled. The Lord wouldn't let her go forth. I think this is the second week. Matter of fact, I think Prophet Darlene, you brought the word order my steps last week, if I'm not mistaken. But it's been a blessing. You say,
Hear the Lord, listen, follow, and obey. Order my steps, dear Lord. In your word, you said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. And I like that. Then I like, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He didn't say he could, he would, he won't. He said he shall direct
Amen.
Our path. So it's just, that's from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And it's just been a blessing. It's been anointed. Everybody know how to go back on the archives, and if the Lord leads you to listen to the message, because quite a few came on a little later when we started out. You know, I got to get on here a little early, because we sometimes we eliminate things and just go forth. And I think Prophet Darlene came up about, 1:10 after Brother Chad prayed and gave us a little word on the Lord. So it's just been a blessing today. Evangelist Bernard, Prophet Darlene Davis have prayed for the Father, what is it, the Father, Son, and Daughter Conference. And she was thanking, she came on earlier, was thanking everybody that contributed, that it was a blessing, and to keep them up in prayer so far. So that's about the end of it. If anybody else wanted something to say, I'm going to open your lines for a minute, and then we'll turn it back over to Prophet Darlene, and she'll give us, you know, she has a prayer line. It's, what is it, prayer?
Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry.
That's my, probably his cell phone. Deliverance Ministry out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. So she'll give you the information, and it's just been a blessing. I just thank the Lord that he allowed me to host this. Y'all keep Evangelist Bernard asked for prayer, and keep him up in prayer. Like I said, she was on earlier, and Prophet Darlene had got to hear Brother Chad. He's 12 years old, and he said he's been bringing the word since he's been 3 or 4, so that was a treat.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to turn it back over to, if anybody else have anything to say before we turn it back over to the speaker. That's Prophet Michael Guad. I'm going to close it out. And she can give her information, and then she can close us out with a word of prayer. But if anybody else have any comments, your line's open. Okay, Prophet Darlene, back in your hands.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Sister Ruth. You have been an inspiration. You have been a blessing to me. You have been an encouragement to me. Thank God for your prayers. There's power in your prayers. There's power in your words. I thank God for your trials and your tribulations and the testimonies you have gave us. Just thank God for you lifting up the woman of God's arm. But I thank God you're truly missed when you're not on this line. We truly miss you when you're not on, because we can feel a part of the body going. So I just want to tell you I thank God, and thank God for all that you do for this line, but I thank God for all that you do behind the scenes and even the prayers that you render up for me. So I just want to tell you I love you, thank God for you, and I respect you, and I salute you today, Mr. Ruby.
Yeah.
God bless you. And I just want to tell everybody to keep a pen and paper around the house wherever they go. God is going to speak. He's going to give instruction, specific instruction. And you need to have your ink pen. I'm telling you, it would do you good to have it in every room, including the bathroom, because God is going to speak. And he's going to give you some instruction. And you need to be able to hear it. And the enemy's going to try to take it from you. But we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Have the pen around. Especially if you are a prophetess, especially if God is using you in that kind of word way to talk to the people. He's going to give you revelation even as you go into the word. And he's going to give each and every one of us how to deal with the souls, how to deal with the souls, you know, and which way he wants us to talk to the souls. Because sometimes they just need love. They just need to be hugged. They just need to be, you know, to know that they are needed and know that they have a purpose. So God is going to give those that need instructions how to talk to the souls, what to do with souls, and how to direct the souls and where to direct the souls at, because there's a lot of churches
that they're not going to go in, a lot of churches they don't want to be bothered with because of some of the people. But all saints are not like that. And we're praying that the body that's infected will get infected, and we will come together as a whole and do what God has called us to do. We're praying for the body. So continue to pray for the body. We all have an all-night prayer on tonight, speaking of prayer, from our ministry from 1 and 2. So if you can come, and that would be 10 o'clock your time if you're in California, and that would be 1 o'clock if you're up north, or if you're New York, North Carolina, up north, you know, it's 1 o'clock for you. And we will be hopefully we will be going all night till in the morning. So bring your praise, bring your prayer, bring your word, bring your scripture, but don't bring your pillow because we will do not plan on sleeping. Hallelujah. Because there's some strongholds that need to be pulled down through your families, through people. There's some prayers that we need to render up. And this will be every third Friday, or really actually it'll be Saturday morning for us. Every Saturday morning, every Friday night for y'all, third Friday of the month. And my number is 712-432-1500. 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498. The code, once again, is 211-498. Also, you can go on my Facebook page to get the number, Prophet Darlene Davis. Also, you can get in touch with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. She can give you the information, too. But it's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., every Thursday night at 8 p.m., every Saturday night at 8 p.m., and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eventually, we will be on 7 days a week. To God be the glory. Keep us in prayer. I thank God for those that are praying for us and those that are coming on to support. Thank God for a special thanks to Minister Liberal Democrat. He has been an encouragement to my ministry, as well as Evangelist Agent Bernard, as well as Evangelist Williams. So I thank God and each and every one of you that have. Thank God for y'all. I know some of you are praying. And so I thank God for the prayers, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. God bless you. Back in the hands of Sister Ruby.
Did you have anything you wanted to add, Prophet Michael Davis, for Prophet Darlene?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, then. God bless us. Good seeing you. I said, that looked like a Prophet Michael Davis number. You went all
You always get me, Sister Ruby. I be trying to come in incognito, but glory to God, the Holy Ghost be busting me out.
Well, we so thank the Lord that you took the name today. Keep a bad as a nod up in prayer. Prophet Darlene Davis, we're going to go back to you for you to close us out in prayer. Everybody got the numbers. I think you said 10 p.m. California time that you can get on the air. Is that when it starts?
Yeah.
What about
it's 1 o'clock our time, but it's 10 p.m. y'all time, California time.
Okay.
For tonight, that's for Friday, every third Friday. Our regular time is 8 p.m.
Okay, that's 5 o'clock.
Well, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, at 8 p.m., and it's 5 o'clock y'all's time.
Oh,
and
so you're on Sunday?
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, you're on Sunday now. That's a blessing. Okay, God
bless. Usually we're going to be on 7 days a week.
Oh, that's Lord is
moving. I'm letting God order my footsteps on that. He didn't tell me. I heard him twice, and so I know that I'm just saying when.
Well, God bless
Praise
you.
God.
Excited for you and giving God's people the information. So with no further ado, would you ask you to close us out? The word
Praise
of prayer.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm raining. Hallelujah. I'm moving. Save the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't see it, but I'm moving. I'm moving behind the scenes. And I'm coming through. Save the Lord. And I'm coming through mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm stirring up. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tear out the things that need to be torn down. And I'm building up what needs to be built up. And I'm moving. I'm strengthening. And I'm restoring. Save the Lord. Send it out. Save the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, God. We praise you, Lord, son of God. We praise you today, God. We bless you today, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for being on this line, God. We thank you for the word that we got last week, this week, the week before. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you that you're right now, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise you, God. Oh, God, when I think about, when I look back over my life, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I think about what you did today. I think about what you did yesterday. I think about, and I got to praise you, God. I got to lift you up, God, because you are worthy, God. And now we come to you, God, ask that you continue to keep us, God. Continue to keep us in your will, God. Continue to keep us walking, God. Walking with you, God. Let people see, see you, see us as we walk. Let our light shine, God. Let our light shine, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our light shine, God, in the name of Jesus. Let people feel a fire that someone maybe get healed. Somebody may get delivered just by us walking past. Just by us walking to where you want. Just by you walking, letting us walk into where you want us to walk into, God. Direct our paths, God. Order our footsteps, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. We want to walk where you say walk. We want to go where you say go, God. So we say, let us walk, God. Let us walk into your presence, God. Let us walk into the anointing, God. Let us walk into where you called us to walk at, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, because as we begin to walk, demons got to flee. Demons got to flee as we walk under your anointing, God, as we walk under your power. God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we thank you right now, God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. Our focus is not on us. Our focus is on you, God. Our focus is on what you have called us to do, God. Oh, God, let us continue to keep our hands to the plow. Let us continue to walk into newness, God. Let us continue to walk in the way you have called us to walk, God. Oh, God, we thank you for ordering our footsteps on this line, ordering our footsteps today where you want us to be, God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, in God, that you touch, God, those that don't know how to walk in your will. God, we ask that you save somebody today. Deliver somebody today that don't know which way to walk. Show them where to walk, God. Send someone to show them how to walk, to show them which way to walk, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, order their footsteps that they can order somebody else's footsteps, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, God. We praise you today, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you today, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. We praise you. We lift you up, God, and we exalt you, God, as we go forth the rest of this day, God. God, speak to us. We need you to speak to us even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover us in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against us prosper, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to bless us, God. Continue to lead us, God. Continue to strengthen us, God. Continue to guide us, God. Continue to restore us, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to touch our families today, God. Every family that's represented here, knowing and not knowing, God. Oh, God, we ask you to save in our family, deliver in our family, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, and God, as we go out in the highways and the byways, God, oh, God, we ask that we compel souls to come to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Sister Ruby, God, that she begin to go out in the highways and the byways and win those souls for your glory, God. Continue to keep a focus on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her, God. You have called her to win souls for your glory. You have called her to do a great work.
that'll do the great work you've called her to do, God. That'll keep praising you, God, in season and out of season. Even when she get off the line, that'll keep praising you. That'll keep raising her hand to you and lifting you up, God. That'll keep praising you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you take Sister T and Sister Albertine, God. We thank you for what you have done on this day. We thank you for the mothers that come on this line. We thank you, God. We ask that you continue to keep them pouring out to us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. We do thank you. And we ask these things and you all things in your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
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 I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Hallelujah. I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Now I'm going to ask y'all a question. Do you feel good, good, good? Do you feel good down in your soul? Every time you think about Jesus, do you feel good? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I feel good every time I think about Jesus. When I think about other people and other circumstances, sometimes I don't feel good. But when I think about Jesus and the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I feel good, good, good down in my soul. Hallelujah. I feel good, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, we're so thankful. This number's been on the line earlier, so I'm going to go to it. They came back on 336-5054.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so blessed to hear from you guys again.
Oh, okay. I keep seeing that line. You dropped off. You were on earlier, and you dropped off.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we wanted to acknowledge you before we closed out. We done had prayer. I think you heard some of the word, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And
we need prayer,
I was just wanting to call it just to say how beautiful and wonderful it is to just hear such a beautiful people in my day with the true word of God. So I just wanted to give all of you encourage, just to let you all know that you're all on the right path. And when it's all over with, said and done, that one that you're searching for, that one which you're seeking, and that one that you're looking for, shall be entwined with your life, and your life shall be entwined with his life, where the both of you shall become just one life. And it will be such a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to encourage you guys with just one word of prayer for all of you, and that is to believe in him that is in you, trust in him that is in you, love him that is in you, and in your time of need, in your time of despair, your time of pain, or in your time of lack of joy, turn within and find him and seek him, and he shall reveal himself in that secret place. So I just wanted to encourage you all and all of us to stay encouraged and to let us all know that despite of what's going on out there in the world, if we turn within, we will be safe from all that's going on in the world.
Well, amen. We just thank you so much for coming back on and tuning in. I thought that was your number, but I didn't know.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Stephen, and we thank you. And you heard the word, so God bless. And
God bless, and I love you all. I love you all. I just wanted to say that because, as you can see, if you can see, a lot of what's going on today is that a lot of people, they are turning out there in the world. They're turning to the world, but we have to get back to the real teachings and the real preaching, and preach to people the truth to turn them back within, to turn us back within. That is the holy grail of our Father, is for us to turn each other back within where he's at. So if we can just do that, we would definitely remain to be on the right path. That's what he said. He said, if any man come to you and tell you that I am out there or over yonder, do not go, but stand still and know that I am in you. So that's what I do want to say. I love you.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless. We receive.
Amen.
And we're looking to see you back on the broadcast soon. So we're going to close out. Did you have anything else to
yes,
say, Prophet Darlene?
No, praise the Lord. God bless everyone. Have a blessed weekend. Let your footsteps continue to be ordered by God. And I thank God for this opportunity. And may God continue to fill you with his presence. God bless you all.
God bless you. It was a blessing. We just thank the Lord for you. This was anointed. You, the Lord raised you up to bring Prophet Michael back on this line for the end coming
praise
up.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Okay, we thank him. And we're just so excited. So with that, we're going to close out. We done you done covered every area. You done prayed for it, gave a prophetic word. And what does say the Lord say? So we're so excited and blessed. And, you know, as Jesus walking down the road and talked, and they said, didn't our heart burn within? So my heart burned within today with the anointing and the word of God that he chose you to bring forth. It's just been a blessing these last 2 weeks about order my steps. Prophet Michael brought the word. Quite a few have brought the word. So this is the second week. We don't know what the Lord is going to give Evangelist Bernard. Don't know whether it's going to 3 weeks or whatever, but we know we want to receive everything the Lord has for us if we walk upright and worthy. So God bless y'all. We love you with the love of Jesus. And don't forget tomorrow morning, early Sunday morning prayer. I mean early Sunday morning, Saturday morning, I'm sorry, with Minister Billy Burns, and that's testimony. And that she's on at 5 a.m. That's early in, for our time standard. But if the Lord leads you, please go on and be a support to him. If you have a testimony, you can go there, and it's testimony time all the time. God bless.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word is.
Let the church
say
amen.
Amen.
That was Let the Church Say Amen by Marvin Wine. We thanked in the chat room today. We had guests 12, 12, and then we had 13, 35. God bless.